This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, you're listening to Dolly Adamson on Joy 94.9 with the Catching Up Crew. Why would I say just Dolly for? I'll get rid of that one.
Joy 94.9.
Hello, Lottie.
Yes, I've already seen you. Don't you think you're a bit old for that ruby red lipstick? It's supposed to be on your lips, not all over your face.
Well, at least I try, Lottie. You could fly a bomber through your cracks. Oh. Carpet bomber wouldn't go astray, actually. Oh, look, speaking of demolition, there's three half-wits up next on that radio station, Annoy 69 point something. It's called Catch-Ups or something stupid. You've never heard anything like it. Absolute rubbish. Shall I turn it up?
Oh, yes, go ahead. Whatever tickles your jam fancies. I'll give you a little recipe for that too, if you're lucky. Oh, I've already fed those little bastards. Dottie, give me the axe.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriber and Jamie Lewis.
Good evening, Melbourne, and welcome to your weekly dose of stupidity. As always, it's catching up with the lovely Brett and the delightful Jamie. Good evening, Brett.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Of course, the slack pants Dolly's not here, as usual. She's earning money, isn't she, on the street?
She is, and obviously, because this is our final show for tonight, we just decided
for
to
tonight.
Revisit for tonight.
Straight on.
So this is our final show for this season, and we just wanted to revisit those beautiful old ladies who started with us
a year ago.
I
know.
Whatever happened to them, Jamie?
I think that Dolly killed them off, didn't she? She was never really that into them. I was into them. They were my favourites.
Oh, my goodness. Now, obviously, tonight is our final show for the season, and we've got a wonderful question for the night for our lovely, beautiful listeners out there in Radio Land.
Or friendly. They might not be beautiful, but you're often friendly if you're not beautiful. Yes, we'd like to know, what's your favourite or, the biggest ever TV cliffhanger, the best TV cliffhanger. So if you could let us know that on SMS, or SMS us on 0427JOY949, give us a call on 1300JOY949 or send us an email on air at joy.org.au. Best TV cliffhanger, Brett.
I saw Mad Men the other night, and I usually love their cliffhangers, and I hated this
suspense
current.
Too much.
No, it was just sort of Don's reinventing himself. It was a real letdown. How about yourself?
I just don't like it if a cliffhanger happens and then the show gets cancelled, because you never really know.
that happens to you a lot, doesn't it, sweetheart?
Well, because all my favourite shows get cancelled. I don't know what that's all about. Must have bad taste, I guess.
Oh, well, in the meantime, Jamie.
Little Diddy?
This is dedicated to the Disco Appreciation Society.
Yes.
Tonight is the night.
Is that? Well, I knew you were going to say that, Brett. I'm psycho.
By the beautiful Betty Wright. That's Betty Wright.
Not White.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Stop the presses. Stop the song, Brett.
Oh, my
big
gosh.
Breaking news here at Catching Up.
I can't believe it. She's actually called up.
She's
Dolly,
on the
darling.
Phone.
Are you there, sweetheart?
Hang up the phone, Brett. I think that helps. Dolly, come in, Dolly.
Dolly, sweetheart, are you there?
I'm freezing my tits off, darling.
Oh, sweetheart, how are you?
Talk to you boys, darling. I'm standing naked in the middle of the street.
Oh, jeez. To interrupt your important show. Is it a slow night in St Kilda?
Down at Grey Street.
Slow here, darling.
Dolly, it's our final show tonight, sweetheart.
Oh, I know, and I just had to send my love to you both.
Love?
Oh, bless.
Where are you?
Can you hear the sirens, darling? It's going off out here.
Hear the sirens. Sweetheart, are you still doing your 2-for-1 vouchers, or are you just one-offs now?
Oh, darling, on these brisk nights, you don't need to do the 2-for-1, darling. It's fairly brisk trade normally.
Oh, bless you, darling. Now, Dolly,
what song are you playing? I just heard that last one. You interrupted that one.
We stopped it for you, darling.
We'll put it back on in a moment. It's Betty Wright with Tonight is the Night. It's from your selection.
Do you approve?
Oh, Oh, I thought it was a good one.
Yes.
There has been one or two songs I'm playing tonight, Dolly, which I hope you'll like in the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh,
yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Now, obviously, because you've been missing for so many weeks, because you're DJ from Dolly Productions, are you not?
Yes. Yes. Right.
And you're available 24/7, aren't you? 24/7, anything you'll do. And you like bar mitzvahs, weddings and funerals. Is that your favourite type of...
Yes, darling, I'm a prostitute for any party.
Yes. We knew that, now, but we thought the listeners should know.
Now, I'd like... Yes, we just want to clarify that she's not a sex worker. She's actually a DJ.
Have you got more than two since I've dropped off, darling?
No. Oh, no, look,
no,
you know.
No.
Maggie, my sister Andrew, sometimes no. Jamie's boyfriend when she can be bothered turning
dog,
on the wireless.
Botox listens every week. Well, he's got no choice. He can't turn the radio off, the poor thing. He hasn't got the opposable thumb.
Well, what's on the show tonight? Chloe?
Well, we are talking. Jamie's got a wonderful little segment coming up about the world's worst names.
It's yet to be determined whether it's wonderful.
World's worst names.
Yes.
Like Chardonnay or something.
Yes,
like
there
that.
Is a Chardonnay in there. Actually,
there is a Chardonnay. I have found a missing
the missing link. Jesus, Brett.
The missing.
Don't put yourself down. You're good.
Celebrity chat from the Catching Up Vaults.
Oh, that'd be good.
And I have prepared a very nice little celebrity. Well, it's a catching up mashup for us three.
Yeah, it's a
later
Brett
on
mashup,
in the show,
of course.
Oh, a mashup, darling.
A mashup, darling.
Oh. A little mosh
pity,
I do.
I do. Bless you, darling.
Dolly, what are you wearing now? I know you said you were naked. We know you're not.
Naked, darling. I'm doing what I can to strum up business here.
Have you got a frock on?
Quite nice, hey?
Have you got a frock on?
No, I don't.
Pants.
No, I've got some pants on, darling.
Pants. It's chilly out, isn't it?
No, I only dress up for radio.
That's right. Good girl.
Oh, no. Bless you, darling.
Brett's looking at the clock, darling. He's worried.
What a shame this show's coming to an end. It was such a good one, wasn't it?
Oh, thank you so much, Dolly. Well, you know what? We couldn't have done it without you, could we, sweetheart?
Well, we could. It wouldn't be as good.
Team effort.
Oh, look. Dolly, this is... Let's continue with the song
now.
Let's
go back to the disco hit chosen by you, sweetheart.
Nipples to the wind, boys. You're doing a fabulous job.
Nipples to the wind, sweetheart.
Lots of love, Dolster.
Right, better get back to my little bar mitzvah now.
Yes.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
Oh, that was the fabulous Betty Wright with Tonight is the Night. You're on Joy 94.9. It's catching up.
On Joy?
I know. Can you believe it? It's our last show tonight.
Gosh, we're going to miss it, Brett.
We are. Now, sweetheart, we've got a question for our wonderful listeners out there, haven't we?
We would like to know what your best or most memorable TV cliffhanger is.
Yes.
You could let us know. You could SMS us on 0427JOY949 and give us a call, of course, on 1300JOY949 or send us an email on air at joy.org.au.
Please, we would like to hear from you tonight.
Can you think
tonight?
Of any, Brett, quickly?
Melrose Place cliffhangers.
Yes, they were
good. They were unreal.
Bold and the Beautiful do one every 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
Don't they?
Well, number 96 that I talked about last week.
Yes.
They always did a marvellous cliffhanger.
Good. Prisoner had quite a few good cliffhangers, actually, didn't it?
They had some crackers.
Someone's on the run.
Someone going, you bloody bitch.
You bloody bitch, I'm on the run.
But tonight, Jamie, before we go into Catching Up With Us, this is just a little something for you, my darling.
Something from the news. Farewell, that's nice.
How many times can I play that tonight without getting annoying?
Gosh, well, there's one. Yes,
so, Jamie, tell me, darling, what have you been up to?
Well, I'm going to have to refer to a piece of paper for that because my short-term memory is shot.
Yes.
What have I been up to? Well, I've been travelling as usual because, you know, I'm a safety professional.
Yes.
My olive project continues, Brett.
Oh, good, good, good.
So I'm still harvesting and rehashing my olives, which has been fun. I had some very exciting news today, waiting for a little technical swap at work, which could mean I could be in London next week at a Michael Bublé concert.
Oh, how exciting. Can I say, I saw him in concert last year.
Did you?
He
Silk,
is.
Was it?
Can I say, I always thought he was a little bit sexy. After hearing him sing, I was a bit like,
gore.
Yeah, I want to do you now.
Yeah, he's a spunk rat.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, not the most cool person on the planet, is it? But it's
you know what?
Music.
Cool and sexy doesn't necessarily have to go hand in hand.
Hey, we're examples of that. just looking after my little boy Botox.
Oh, good on you,
dog. I went for a little sleep today.
Yes.
And he'd had a little run around the garden, and I thought that's nice. Keep him fresh, you know.
Yes, of course.
Climbs into my bed, little hugs. I wake up in a pile of sand. How rude is that? I said, wipe your paws before you get into bed, please, babe.
He just got a little bit excited to see his dad.
Yes, well, that's what it is, he does get excited. Hey, something just completely off the cuff. Yeah. Listeners may be interested. The Victorian government is giving people, if you've never had like an after high school education, you've never got a Cert 4 or you never did, they're actually paying for people to get Cert 4s in all sorts of stuff by the end of this month. So if you wanted to do a bit of training right now, you could get it for free.
Wow.
Get in there.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great.
Look it up.
Hey, so now, obviously, it is the... here we go.
You're an evil person. Oh, it's beautiful, though, isn't
it? Last show. So, Jamie, what are your plans post-catching up?
I'm going to try and not get arrested again. It's been a pretty intense month.
I didn't think we could talk about
that. Oh, look, we might as well. Look, folks, I was under citizen's arrest recently in Palm Springs, America, okay? And I'm not proud of it. I might have lost an hour of my life and I might be waiting to see myself on America's Most Wanted. I'm not sure. But they've let me back in, so I don't think there's any footage, to be honest.
Okay,
but we won't know for a few months.
But what about with now? Now, obviously, Dolly was probably going to be popping up here and there doing some filling work when you hear her in the afternoons and the mornings. Mm. I'm off to the affair on Saturday nights at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
With Hikaru. And
yes,
Brett Sweeting.
That's very interesting.
It's always been sort of our cousin, our catching up cousin, because catching up and affair do share a lot of our themes and our music taste as well. So I'm really looking forward to
that's
as well.
That's good, Brady. That'll keep you busy.
Yes.
You like to be busy.
And that's just before I say...
Oh, Jesus. Baby Jesus, Kim, turn that racket off. Yeah, look, I'm going to have a little rest, which
is
nice.
Good.
I'm going to take my little winter solstice, is it?
Solstice
for the winter and have a little rest. And I want to do a bit more singing, actually. Not tonight on the radio, but
possibly
generally
not
I want
tonight.
To do a bit of, and I'll probably do a bit of fill-in work here down the line in Joy, maybe during the day and, you know, because I've got the dulcet tones to do it, Brett, you know?
Yes.
You know?
Yes, you do.
I do, thank you.
You're listening to Catching Up with Brett and Jamie on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 with the Catching Up crew, Brett and Jamie, and that was the Soul Sister herself.
Uretha.
Uretha Aretha Franklin, or what did you call her?
Urinary tract infection Franklin. She's beautiful, isn't she?
I heard that song the other day and I went, oh my God, I love that song in the 80s.
She's amazing.
I know, she's fabulous.
Hey, we've got some shout outs.
Oh, beautiful.
Now, of course, the lovely Dolly, who's already called in tonight, if you missed that, well, it's too late. She says, sorry for the interruption, missing years. Have a gorgeous last show. Love, Dolly. That's nice.
Aww.
Now, a couple of our regular listeners here.
Yes.
And they're telling us, look, because we've asked a question tonight about the world's, you know, most suspenseful TV.
Best TV cliffhanger.
Yes. And we've got Who Killed JR from Dallas was the most advertised suspense. I didn't watch it and I still remember the fuss it made. Sad it's your last show. It's been a hoot. Love, Maggie.
Oh, bless Mum. And from my darling sister, Sissy, Beck, she talks about Who Killed Laura Palmer? Who Killed JR? Will Catching Up be back? That's the big cliffhanger.
Isn't it?
Have loved the show, especially my time with you. Aww. I can't believe it. My sister's made it about herself yet again.
Yeah. Star sign is she again?
But Gemini. We're three days apart.
There you
with
go.
2 years. It's very confusing. Hey, but we still want to hear from everyone else. What was your best TV cliffhanger? Give us a call on 1300-JOY-949. Email us onair@joy.org.au or SMS us 0427-JOY 949.
We give Jerry a call at home because he's not here.
Jerry's bloody away, poor Jess.
Jesus, Jerry.
She's very busy.
Wake up to yourself, Jerry.
Busy bee. Hey, names.
Oh, is it my
names,
segment?
Names.
Oh, bugger, hang on a sec. We're going over the paperwork.
Oh, what are you doing? Well, you know why, because this show...
Jesus Christ. Thank God it's short.
I
could have had a different line each time, Brett.
Oh, no, come on, darling. I mean, I've had to do all the other mashups tonight.
You've been a busy boy.
And I do work full-time and I've got a boyfriend. God, I've got things to do.
And a cat called Rabbit.
Got a cat called Rabbit. No, it's not.
No.
As opposed to being called a dog botulism.
Botox. It's different.
So, darling, names.
Well, look, you know, I was just thinking, if some people are bloody stupid, aren't they? Call people stupid things.
Yes.
So there's a couple in China that have named their son the at sign.
You mean the A with the circle around?
The
are you for real?
No, yes. But in Chinese, which is pronounced A Tai, meaning love him. So actually it's come full circle and it's something else.
Do you mean love him?
I don't know how to love him. Yeah.
Oh.
Isn't that freaky? Swedish courts recently rejected an unusual name when a couple tried to name their child BRF XXC XXMNP triple C triple L MN NPR XCLMN CXSSQ IBB 1116.
Well, my hat goes off to the Swedish courts because they haven't lost theirs, thank
goodness.
They got
fined £450 for driving.
For wasting time.
For wasting time.
Good.
Two sports loving dads in Texas, Michigan named their sons ESPN, which is the American
sporting channel. Americans are just dumb sometimes, aren't they?
They are a bit dumb, bless them. They've got a big country, though.
Yes.
In 2005, an online casino paid Terry Ilgen £8,000 to change her name to goldenpalace.com. And she did. What a spaz.
How much did she get paid to change it to
£8,000.
Would you change your name for £8,000?
Could I change it back again?
It's £8,000, I don't know.
Who gives a stuff? £8,000. Think about
that's
it in Hawaii.
That's probably more money now, seeing that the Aussie dollar's dropped as well.
Yes. So the silly, you know, silly but lovable Paul Yates and Michael Hutchins, do you remember what they called their daughter?
Tiger Lily.
Yeah, but first it was Heavenly Harani. Harani Tiger. Yuck. Stupid. Sometimes, of course, it's the surname that screws you up, doesn't
it? Oh, yes.
There's a former governor of Texas called James Hogg, and he named his daughter Ima. So it's Ima Hogg. How awful is that? Beautiful. Poor Ima.
Do you know, can I say, one of my favourite names from Friends was when Phoebe wanted to change her name to Princess Consuela Banana Hammock. And she didn't know that banana hammock was a type of Speedo.
Oh.
Yes.
I didn't know that either. So me and Phoebe have that in common. There's a James Bond fan. This one for you, Brett.
Oh, yes,
there's a James Bond fan, David Fern from Walsall.
Yes.
Changed his name to James Dr. No from Russia with Love, Goldfinger Thunderball, You Only Live Twice on Her Majesty's Secret Service Diamonds Are Forever, Live and Let Die, The Man with the Golden Gun. Oh, it's a mouthful, isn't it?
Hey, you know, I still love, you know what my two favourite Bond women?
Yes.
Would have to be Holly Goodhead.
And Pussy Galore.
Pussy Galore.
She did, didn't she?
She did.
Hey,
boom, boom.
The owners of that jet company, the Learjet,
yes,
they called their daughter Shanda. Their surname is Leah.
Leah Shanda.
Chandelier.
Oh, Chandelier.
She, poor bloody people. People are just sick. And after the... after the 1996-97 show Xena Warrior Princess, thousands of people in America were called Xena, which is hideous
as
well.
Did you really say thousands?
Thousands of people called Xena. Now, some of my favourite names that just came up, I found Chardonnay Hooker. That's nice.
No,
yes,
really?
Yes. A animal activist in America recently changed his name to Kentucky Fried Chicken, which I think is a bit silly. Iona Hoare was another nice one. Jack Goff. He sounds like a nice fellow.
Yes.
And someone with a surname Mass called their son Chris. Chris Mass.
Oh, right.
That's ridiculous.
Can you avoid the name Michael Hunt?
Oh, no. Geez.
Thank you.
Anything with Hunt in it.
Yes. We don't want that.
Now, do we need another song? Because did that go for my segment?
No, but can I say...
A little bit of news, though, Brett, quickly.
Yeah,
quickly. One of the guests that we've had on the show this year, the lovely Wes Snelling, who you would have heard here on Joy as well.
Oh, yes. He was a guest on one of our Melbourne International Comedy Festival shows.
He came in to talk about a fabulous comedy show that was in the comedy festival called Double Standard, starring him and Kate McLennan.
Yes.
And... And they're checking back into the Blackman Hotel for a return season of their sellout Melbourne.
Oh, fantastic. Yes.
So it's a unique comedy like no other.
Yeah.
It's back on from July 8th to the 20th, 7:30 p.m. You should get along and meet that because Wes is a great guy and very funny.
And one of our other guests that we've had on here quite regularly, the beautiful Anne Edmonds, comedian extraordinaire, banjo player deluxe.
Oh, she's amazing.
She's been doing a little bit of a... I can't go into it, but let's just say there's been a bit of a pilot for a new skit show.
Well, I heard about that.
Can't say anything else.
She has been putting a few things on Facebook and about that.
Can't say anything else.
We'll keep something to keep an eye out for.
I've said it before. Mm. She's someone who's going to go places.
It's a trajectory? Is that the right word?
I think
she's on a trajectory.
She's on a trajectory.
That's not the right word, is it? We're making fools of ourselves again.
She's like a comet shooting up to the stars.
She's a rocket of sorts.
How's that? But obviously...
Oh, Jesus, baby Jesus, Brett.
It's our final show tonight, but we want to know from our beautiful listeners.
All year I've been wanting you to play stupid stuff like that. Now you finally got it.
I did it for your final show, doll.
You're a bugger.
best TV cliffhangers.
Yes.
So we want to hear from you. Email us on air at joy.org.au.
And there's some big ones out there.
Yeah, SMS us 0427 joy 949 or give us a call on 1300 joy 949. How about yourself? Give us another one, Jamie.
A cliffhanger?
Yeah.
Gosh, well, I've just got back into True Blood.
Yes.
And they love a good cliffhanger at the end of the season. So there's a few of those on there.
And do you know who I absolutely love?
Mm.
That they do a great cliffhanger now.
Play that bit of music again.
No, I've turned it off now.
You know what I love? The Sound of Music.
that didn't have any cliffhangers. Doctor Who does a really good cliffhangers. But we've decided not to talk about Doctor Who because we'd upset our next show, don't we?
Sci-fi and what's it called?
Sci-fi and squirm.
No, we leave Doctor Who to them.
Oh my goodness, you're on Joy 94.9 with Brad and Jamie on Catching Up.
Become a Joy member so we can give you the best shows every day. Call 1300 Joy 949.
You're catching up with Brett and Jamie on Joy 94.9. That was the magnificent Jessica Mowboy from one of our favourite films in the last year, The Sapphires.
Yes, we had a little spot about them, didn't we?
Oh, we love them. And obviously it's our final show tonight, Jamie.
Judith Lucy was in that too.
She
we also
was
love.
Too. She was a big, oh, I love
she was
Jude.
She an old bag, wasn't she?
She was a bit of a mole, actually, in the film. I actually really enjoyed it. It was about a group of Indigenous sisters who go to Vietnam and perform for the troops during the war.
It was an excellent movie.
It was, I really liked it.
Yeah.
Hey, now, Jamie, one of the things that we did in the last year was we did sometimes record a little bit off the wall studio sessions.
A little uncut, wasn't it?
It was a little bit uncut, and this is a little chat.
Have you got a bit from the archives?
I do, from the archives. I've been sniffing around. And this is a little bit where you, me and Dolly got together.
Yes.
Because obviously Dolly couldn't make it to our final show.
Yeah, we wanted to include her as much as possible.
And we just decided to talk about celebrities.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Here we go.
Joy 94.9.
You know what would be awful, right? You've got this famous mother. And you're just the son or the daughter.
Yeah.
I mean, that must be hard for the kids,
well,
don't
Prince
you think?
William's managed. He's ridden to the challenge, hasn't he?
Well, he's got his gear off, as
Melissa
you told
Rivers
me the other night.
Hasn't.
Sure.
What
Miley Cyrus.
Melissa?
Jones. Have you not seen Melissa River?
No.
Oh, my God. Joan gets her all the work, and you know it.
Mm.
She gets her
a lot
job.
Of the big stars just trample out the child now on tour, don't they? They go, and here's da-da, and here's my daughter, or here's my son.
Oh, well.
You know the funny thing is about Cher?
Yes.
When Chastity initially came out as a lesbian, Cher, who's had gay friends since the 60s, she really struggled with it. What she said was, well, I just wanted her to live the American dream, get married, have kids, then get a divorce and then get on with the rest of your life.
I just wanted her
to do that.
I wanted her
dream.
To
that's
get her
American
teeth
nightmare.
Fixed, get all her ribs taken out and be like a mother. That's what she wanted for her daughter. She wanted a future.
How many Bob Mackies do you have in your closet, Jamie? Just
what's
the 10?
Bob Mackie?
It's a gown. You know all those fabulous gowns she wore in the 70s?
Have you seen the Sonny and Cher show?
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Mm.
Well, he wasn't very funny, though.
Oh, no,
was
he was a...
No, he was really...
He was awful little
he
man.
Was the joke.
So we do talk about a lot of things, don't we?
Yes, we do.
But we talk about a lot of TV, don't we? A lot of TV and films. Mm. Now, have you seen The Sapphires?
I'm going to go.
I can't do it because, you know, we don't support our
everyone
films.
Everyone I know that's seen it said it's awesome. So I'm trusting
fantastic.
The majority
good
rule
on.
On
good
that.
On
I'm going to go with that one.
Plus, you don't like anything, so...
I don't
that's
like
not
anything.
True. She
what
likes,
do you like? Tell
she
me
likes
what you like.
Pussyfoot.
Tell me three things right now that you like.
I like Ab Fab. I like Judith Lucy. And I like Prisoner.
Oh, I like that you like Prisoner.
Yes, you see.
I was watching that Judith Lucy again last night, and she was in a support group for people that done commercial radio. Have you seen that bit?
Oh, no, I haven't.
So there's all these characters that had obviously had a career in commercial radio, and they were sitting in this sort of circle support group saying things like, and then they made me be the prize that I had to... You know, my wedding had to be on the radio and so you know, it's one, like...
They made her dress as a potato or something, didn't they?
One of the things that they made her do was she had to get she had to get a Brazilian on air and she said when she went home that night she showed her then partner
her bits. He said, oh my God, it looks like a baby bird. Sorry.
I'm glad you said baby bird, because I was thinking of something a lot worse.
That is gold.
Oh my God, I just...
No, we like Kitty Flanagan too.
Yes.
Kitty Flanagan. Did you see her show the other night on the telly?
No, but she's always good.
Seen her live?
She's very funny.
I've only seen her on the 7pm project.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
When she does that, and she's hilarious.
She's always hilarious. Spot on, 100%.
Yeah, we're
what
like
about
Kitty
Julia
Flanagan?
Morris?
Love her.
Love her. Yeah, heard of
Loved
this morning.
Loved her in The Apprentice.
Oh, yeah, she was in that.
She was good in that.
Was she?
She was all
was
over
she tough?
It. Oh, yeah, she was all over it.
Can we get her on the show?
I'd love
her. I'm sure she'd die to be on here. Yes.
She loves the Queens and
she
Liz.
I think she made Paddy Newton cry. Pretty sure.
That's not that
did
hard.
Did she?
Paddy Newton was in tears.
I think Paddy Newton's son has made her cry a bit. Oh, as well.
You know who else I saw on The Apprentice? Dionne Warwick was in the American one.
Oh, yeah.
That was good too.
She was
she was a bit of a diva on the...
So she should be.
Yeah. She's lost her voice.
Has she?
Yeah, she's not as... She was singing...
Bit of a liar.
Sure, because she still tours.
No. She
just doing bottle shops in Toorak, isn't she now?
Oh, Jamie.
Bit of a liar. Because we love her.
Allegedly.
Do you boys like Liza Minnelli? What's got you?
I saw Liza a couple of years ago in concert, and she said, I used to sit down in the second act. Now I sit down in the first act.
Yeah,
and she only managed to stay standing up because of the props in between. Like she would wobble
to
one and
little disease or something, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, alcoholism.
Little...
I think
well, that's it. Yes, made her all wobbly.
Allegedly.
No, I'm pretty sure that's a real thing, but
I think it is
on and off.
You've seen the Ruby Wax interview with her when she is off her head?
God. With her and Katie Manning from Doctor Who.
Oh,
and I love Ruby Wax.
They said in another interview, Ruby said just be crazy, and then Ruby went straight. It's like, nah, I don't believe that because when those two walked in.
Yes.
Nah. They had a very long liquid lunch starting from 1978.
We need to find some of those Ruby. I can't find them. I've been looking high and low.
Oh,
so where she interviews
around.
Imelda Marcos and finds the Cavern of Shoes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
and Goldie Hawn, when Goldie Hawn gets up and takes her vitamins in the morning, one of which is dong.
Oh, just is that why you take
dong.
A bit of
yeah,
dong?
I do.
You normally have two dongs in the morning, two dongs at night. Sometimes
I normally wear thongs, but you do a dong,
day.
Don't you, darling?
Only on a good day. Look, there's nothing wrong with a couple of dongs. First thing. Look, that's a vitamin, folks, of course, if you've just tuned in.
More of your favourite shows. Joy 94.9.
And what a wonderful evening it is to be with you here at Joy on Catching Up with Jamie and Brett. It's our very last show for now. We're taking a little break. It's been a wonderful year, Brett, hasn't it?
It has, and I wanted to dedicate something to you and Dolly tonight.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Brett. You didn't have to get me flowers.
Oh, I didn't. What I wanted to do was, in the last year, I've had such a fun time every Tuesday night. I've had so
most
many laughs. Most Tuesday nights. And I just wanted to dedicate, because you know I love a mashup.
You do.
Wanted to dedicate this to you and Dolly.
Beautiful Dolly.
Joy 94.9.
Dotty, Lottie, have you caught up yet? Well, keep listening, you useless sack of sardines. It's not fishing. The kids are on now.
That's well done.
Models, guest list. Just do your best, darling.
Hey, look, I've got a camp old classic.
What is it, darling?
Boney M. Have a guess. Have a guess.
Brown girl in your ring.
Keep yourself nice.
That's right.
We were off and racing early this morning, weren't we, kids? How early were we this morning?
And they're coming in early and they're still on late.
Oh, my God. Dolly Go Lightly's around the first bend and she looks like she's fallen into the water course.
She'll be at the glue factory by 9 o'clock in the morning.
Breezing Brett went the wrong way on Dandenong Road. And finally, Jemay Shemay, well...
He's just a mess.
Let's just say she's been in the stables.
She was left in the stall, wasn't she? She was left.
But we've got a very special guest star this evening, my darling sister, Beck. How are you? Welcome to the show, Beck.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Same laugh, sorry.
Oh, we're in trouble, folks. Batten down the hatches.
Wait.
Nipples to the wind.
Nipples to the wind. Kylie Minogue.
Camp.
Danny Minogue.
Camper.
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 To license.
Well, I'm a bit upset, you know.
Yes. Oh, God. Here we go.
She's written a letter. Can you see my busted arsehole face? I've invited 20 people to my birthday party, 70s disco dance dinner.
Yes.
And it's going to be pretty special. Play a bit of disco.
Yes.
Cool music. Dress up. Do it proper. Do it right. Keep yourself nice.
Keep yourself nice.
It's sounding good so far, Dolly.
Yes. And I don't know, but Shannon and I host pretty spectacular themed dinners. Six have replied. And one reply was, well, it's a long weekend, so we're around. Sonia Kruger's cool.
I love Sonia.
You just think she's hot.
Yeah, that's true.
Same
it's
thing.
A fine line, isn't it?
Same thing.
Look, long time listener, first time caller.
When I thought I'd give you a little quiz, you know I don't contribute much.
Ooh, we love a quiz, doll.
Cool or tool.
Oh, good. Oh, nice words.
They rhyme.
Very important with a game.
Wearing sunglasses at night. Actually, could you take yours off? Thanks, Jamie.
It takes the shine off my forehead.
Yeah. Doing LOL at the end of an email, Brett.
That's nice. Tool. That's it's tool. It is. It's tall.
Looking at yourself in the mirror in front of people.
I think Jamie can answer this question.
What makes you say that? You got a mirror now, Brett?
And a tree in the meadow.
Terrible. We all woke up at 4 o'clock. It's claps and thunder.
We nearly all went up like Dorothy, didn't we?
Oh, scary. You're lucky you're over there.
I was going to say, did a house land on you, darling?
You know I'm the good witch.
Bond. James Bond.
Shaken, not stirred.
Fetch me my diet pills, would you, hon?
Oh, mother, you're so 50.
Is that 90s. In your jungle, is it?
No, I've got one on my calf.
In your jungle?
Where would my jungle be?
Release that tiger from that jungle.
Where is my jungle?
I don't know, darling. Anywhere. I just thought something tribal.
What if I want to gave the dunning?
You can bake it, Birdsworth.
Ooh. Can I fit in some other T-shirt songs?
Yeah, sure, of course you can.
Game on, Mole.
Oh, cool.
You like that?
Hands down.
Absolutely.
Oh, this is one for you, Jamie. Tell me now before I blow $50 on drinks. Maggie, love your work.
But you are, Blanche. You are in that chair.
What are you saying? Are you saying I'm easy?
No, I'm just mindful of your money.
It's all right.
Do you know what? You're a good time girl and you're proud of it.
I am, Brett. Yeah, long time
you're
dead, mate.
Cool.
Long time dead. Look, no one knows what the future holds, folks, but we've had a wonderful year here as a threesome, and now we're looking at getting more of an orgy going on. We're not sure.
Australia's best titbit.
Without the tits.
Catching up on Joy 94.9.
Well, that was a year that was, wasn't it, Jamie?
I am actually speechless. That must have taken you months.
I've been working on that little project.
It's beautiful. Thank you, Brett.
I just wanted to say, you know, we've had so much fun in the last year.
Well, clearly, I wasn't sure, but actually it does sound like it.
Oh, no, we had an absolute ball. And do you know what? I think this is the next song that's sort of, it's for all of us. It's by the Four Tops.
Oh.
It's the same old song.
That's the same old song.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy when you want, where you want, with the Joy app. Download it for free at joy.org.au. Joy.org.au.
You're catching up for the final time tonight with Brett and Jamie on Joy 94.9. You know what I'm going to do now?
Yep. No, you're not. Ha ha! Hee hee.
Oh, well, look.
It was still a beautiful idea, though, Brett, wasn't it? Why don't you just sing it?
There we go.
No, no, no.
Jamie, it's that time of the night where we have to wrap up.
We want to say a few thank yous. Yes. Now, I'm sure we're going to leave someone out because it's inevitable because there's been so many people that have contributed to the success of Catching Up here. Now, firstly, I'd like to thank you, Brett, because you've put in a lot of hard work. You're a very organised person.
Oh, thanks, Jamie.
And there's been times when I've done stuff all and thank God for Brett, quite frankly, and I will admit that as the grown-up that I am. Now, also, we'd like to very much thank the Dolly Adamson, beautiful co-host who also contributed a great deal over the last year, and we hope to be catching up with her again at some stage. Leanie Fabry for giving us the inspiration and start kickoff and the trainer here at Joy.
Absolutely. She was the one who got our asses into gear.
She was. Now, if you've enjoyed Catching Up, think about this. You too could have a show like this. You just need to come along and get involved with your community radio station. It's that simple.
Absolutely. And I want to say a big thank you to Jamie because Jamie was the catalyst that actually got together with myself and Dolly to actually put the show together.
I made them do it.
Well done. Now
I made them do it. I've got a few more people to thank.
Yes.
Just very quickly.
Yes.
Andrew Thorpe, of course, here. The lovely Jerry, who's been answering the phones for the last year.
Of course.
Some outstanding guests. Anne Edmonds, Ethel Chop, that drunk girl that came in. I don't remember her name.
Can't remember her name.
I'd like to thank my partner,
Tom Bins was hilarious. James, your partner. My partner, Andy.
Yeah, and my dog, Botox.
Yes, of course.
Couldn't be here without him. Thank you to all the listeners as well and all the people that have liked our Facebook and page and all the rest of it.
Absolutely.
It's been awesome.
Hey, now, guys, I'll still be on Joy at 6 p.m. on Saturday nights with Hikaru with The Affair.
Check it out.
Jamie, what was the first song we played?
We played Petulia Clark Downtown, but in the Deutsch, in the German.
Who got that a bit wrong, Dolly?
Dolly. But you know what? It ended up being fabulous, didn't it?
It was. And tonight, our first song is going to be our last song.
This is a different version again.
This is the proper version now. It's more like a Broadway version.
It's an uptown downtown.
It is. Jamie, for the last time.
Well, last time for now, Brett. Thank you, Australia. Thank you, Joy. Thank you, listeners.
Good night, Australia.
Good night.
Joy.
Joy.
94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Australia's best titbit without the tits. Catching up on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.